Okay, on to other news. The cult public TV hit Foyle's War returns today, but tonight it's not on TV. Viewers will have to stream Foyle's War from Acorn, the company that produces the series. NPR's David Folkenflik reports on Acorn's Netflix-like move and whether this strategy can work for a smaller company.
Acorn has long sold videos and DVDs of the hundreds of hours of UK shows for which it holds North American rights. Now, it is offering a digital streaming service that gives subscribers instant access to much of its extensive back catalog and an advanced look at programs it produces. Miguel Panea is CEO of Acorn's corporate parent, RLJ Entertainment.
We want consumers to think of Acorn TV as the primary destination for British mystery and drama television in North America.
A brash claim for a market crowded by HBO, the BBC, and of course PBS. As Acorn expanded its ambitions, it bought a controlling stake in Agatha Christie's literary estate and is now producing some of her mysteries. Acorn is betting enough fans of British programs will add one more subscription to their virtual cart, along with Netflix or Amazon Prime. This season is to be the last for Foyle's War, in which Michael Kitchen plays Christopher Foyle, a senior police official turned intelligence operative at the close of World War II.
Dead body, knife in the back.
Nice, straightforward bit of detective work for you.
Noticeable overuse of the word straightforward this morning, bearing in mind nothing in this place ever is.
Kitchen's turn has inspired a near-rhapsodic response from critics, but the financing for this season of Foyle's appeared in doubt. So Acorn decided to buy the rights and produce Foyle's itself, earning much of the cost back from foreign broadcasters. American viewers who want to see it right now will have to pay $5 a month or $50 a year. Again, Acorn's Miguel Panea.
For us, it's simply an opportunity to bring our content to consumers in a different, new way.
Acorn's decision to stream programs itself illustrates how the lines separating distributors, producers, syndicators, and networks have blurred. Good for Acorn, says Rebecca Eaton, the longtime executive producer of PBS's Masterpiece. But she argues that PBS has a public mission, while Acorn has a business plan.
To use public television, to use public broadcasting as a platform and a showcase for programs that they might acquire. That's pretty good advertisement for selling them on down the line.
Millions of viewers watch Masterpiece every week for free.
I think there's a tremendous interest in high-end British drama, and I think you can lay that at the feet of Downton Abbey, Sherlock, a lot of the programs we've had on the air. And why wouldn't a business want to take advantage of that to spin that particular stuff into gold?
Acorn says it currently has just 116,000 subscribers, but that's growing. And Panea says its revenues more than justify the cost of producing and streaming shows like Foyle's.
In recent years, with the convergence of television and the internet, we saw for us an opportunity to develop a proprietary digital platform that would allow our consumers, our audience, to access our deep library anytime, anywhere.
Foyle's will run later this year on individual PBS stations, but not on PBS as a network. If anything, the relationship between PBS and Acorn evokes the frosty rapport between the two matriarchs of Masterpiece's Downton Abbey, the Dowager Countess and Isabel Crowley.
Mrs. Foyle has been distracted lately, with Lord Merton frisking around her skirts and getting in the way.
Oh, you make too much of it.
Do I?
Collaborators, peers, competitors, in other words, frenemies. David Folkenflik, NPR News.